Blog Talk Radio.
Father, in the name of Jesus, I come today just to say thank you for allowing me to see the sunlight of another day. Lord, give me strength and bless me that I might share the gospel with someone this day.
Welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast, saints, as we celebrate mothers this week, praying mothers, mothers who are relentless. They have dogged determination. They have rascal children. I was a rascal boy. Oh, I was a rascal. But my grandmother prayed. She prayed. And God took the rascal out of me. Blessed be God for praying mothers and grandmothers. We're looking at Psalm 126, verse 5, which gives us a glorious promise. Here's the promise. Here's a promise to every mom, grandma, dad, grandfather, every aunt and uncle who has been tasked with raising someone else's kids. Here's the promise. It's a promise from God. It says, they that sow in tears, they that sow in tears, they who stay up at night crying, weeping, because they have a wayward child, a wayward grandchild that they love and care for, but that child is so far away from God. Child is into destructive habits. That child has taken up with the wrong group of people. That child is in danger, in grave danger of losing their life. And if they die, they will find themselves in eternity without God. Is that you? Are you one of those parents? Are you a mom who just cries her eyeballs out each and every night? Well, there's a promise from God. Those tears will eventually stop. They that sow in tears, like Jesus did, they that sow in tears shall, down the road, reap in joy. Why? Well, because we have a God who steps in. We have a God that when we cry out to him, he hears our cry. And he intervenes. He comes down and he takes that person who is just reckless and foolish and destructive, and he arrests them by divine grace and changes them. That's the God that we serve, the very God that we call upon. So moms, I know right now you're heartbroken. I know right now your pillows are covered in tears. They're soaked. But one day you shall see your prodigal come home, after the Lord turns that boy, that girl around. Yesterday we talked about Jesus, the man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Oh, how he tried to take the wayward inhabitants of Jerusalem, God's people, how he tried to bring them back to God, and they wouldn't have it. They wanted nothing to do with Jesus. He tried. He said so. Oh, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, how I tried. How I tried as a hen brings her chicks under her wings. How I tried to do the same with you, but you rejected me. You wouldn't have it. You wanted to go your own sinful way. You who killed the prophets, you who maligned and stoned them, you who hated God's messengers, you, the favor of God's love, you rejected God's overtures, but I tried. So Jesus sowed in tears. But as we saw, just 60 days later, there was great joy in Jerusalem, for 3,000 souls were added in one day. And then after that, God added to the church daily such as should be saved. So those that sow in tears will eventually reap in joy. The Bible says that heaven rejoices. There is great joy in heaven when one sinner gets turned around. Well, today I have the first of four testimonials here in this outline. We are presently in our prayer meeting. We are studying a book called The Power of Prayer, The New York Revival of 1858. The book was written by Samuel Irenaeus Prime. It's a great book. The book, The Power of Prayer, was not his only book, but it was his most widely circulated book, his most popular book. But he had several other books. For example, he had a book called 5 Years of Prayer that was also a bestseller. He had another book called 15 Years of Prayer, another bestseller. But the quotes that I have for you this week in the outline come from this book that he wrote, Prayer and Its Answers, illustrated in the first 25 years of the Fulton Street prayer meeting. Notice that prayer meeting went beyond 25 years. Prayer and Its Answers is the title of the book, illustrated, proven, in the first 25 years of the Fulton Street prayer meeting, also by Samuel Irenaeus Prime. He devotes an entire chapter of this book, which I just named. He devotes an entire chapter to mothers and their answered prayers. Mothers and their answered prayers. That was chapter 10 of that book. So I have included here for you 4 testimonials. 4 testimonials of heartbroken mothers who died of a broken heart praying for their wayward children, but they did not cry in vain. For again, the Bible promises this, those that sow in tears, and moms, God counts your tears. Those that sow in tears shall reap in joy. So, I want you to pull out some paper, and I'm going to give you 7 points, 7 things that I observed in this first testimonial, 7 things that I observed. And then you're going to read the testimonial on your own, and then you're going to check off and see, hey, I think Pastor got this right. And then if you see some other things there that I did not enumerate, then you can email me back and say, hey, Pastor, I see this also. So this is going to be a different kind of study. Now, I'm quoting from the section in this book. Of course, it's chapter 10, the chapter dedicated to mothers. It's called The Testimony of Sorrowful Praying Mothers. This is part one. Part one. Now, let's read. I'm only going to read a portion of this. It says, this is how the chapter opens. The majority of requests received are from mothers for sons. He's talking about the requests that come to the Fulton Street prayer meeting. Precious in God's sight are a mother's prayers. He who pitied Hagar as she watched her dying boy in the wilderness pities sorrowing mothers now. He who stayed or he who stopped the mournful procession near Nain and restored to a widowed mother her only son when death had laid him low brings life today to sons spiritually dead. It is fitting that a few of the answers to mother's prayers should be recorded here and grouped in a chapter for mothers. Now, the next portion is the testimony itself. And it reads, this story related by a minister who led a prayer meeting. So it starts there, and it ends at the bottom of the page, and there you have a mother praying for her little boy. He's in a beautiful crib there that looks to me like a Victorian-styled crib, Victorian-era crib. And there is a mother praying to her God for the future of her child. But I want you to read the testimony on your own. But write down these 7 things and tell me if you see what I see. In this testimony, you'll find that there is a heartbroken mother praying for a wayward child. Number one, a heartbroken mother praying for a wayward child. Again, number one, a heartbroken mother praying for a wayward child. What's a wayward child? A wayward child is a child who is completely departed from God. Number two, the child being prayed for is lost in sin with no remedy in sight. The child being prayed for, the son being prayed for, is lost in sin with no remedy in sight. There's no help. The child is not getting, the mother's praying, but the child's not getting better. In fact, he's getting worse. Number three. Mother dies. The mother dies without ever seeing her son come to Christ. The mother, the praying mother, the faithful mother, the mother of Hebrews 11:6, you know, Hebrews 11:6 says that without faith it is impossible to please him, for those that come to him must believe that he is, and that he is the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Well, mother died without getting her reward from God, at least on this side of eternity. That's number three. Mother dies without obtaining the promise. Mother dies without seeing her son come to Christ. Mother dies without her son coming to the Lord. That's why she died of a broken heart. Number four. Mother dies, but her prayers do not. Mother dies. My brothers and sisters, you and I may die before we see our child come to Christ, but those prayers never die. That's number four. Number four, mother dies, but not her prayers. Not her prayers. All right, number five. Are you ready? We have a prayer hearing and prayer answering God. We have a prayer hearing. Pray. Guess who hears every one of your prayers? Guess who counts every one of your tears? God, he hears your cry, and he will answer your cry. He will hear and answer your prayers. That's number five. We have a prayer hearing, prayer answering God. He is indeed the rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Number six, God sends mercy and grace to fetch that wayward child. God sends mercy and grace. When God decides to answer that prayer, he sends mercy and grace to go fetch your child. And number seven, you will find in all of these testimonials that we're going to do this week that when that child was convicted of sin, child was reminded of his mother's prayers and how she prayed that he would come to Christ, that child sought a prayer meeting. They got saved at a prayer meeting. And this is why it's so important, saints, listen to me. This is why it's important to always have prayer meetings at church, because you just never know when it's that day for that person to get saved, and they're looking for a house of worship to be opened so that they may come and have someone lead them to Christ. So these are the seven. These are the seven. You'll find this in this testimony today. So read the testimony and see if you can match what I've said here. And if you come up with something different, you send me an email, and I'll be gladly to read it again. My brothers and sisters, listen to me. You keep crying for that child. You keep going before the Lord. It may seem like an impossible situation, but nothing is too hard for the Lord. Mother, you may be heartbroken. Your son may be so the sin that you may say he is too far gone. That's point number two. But remember, you may die before you see your child converted, but your prayers never do. They never die. They never die. You will see God's promise come to pass. Now, you may get the notification in heaven that your child has come to Christ, but it shall happen. For those that sow in tears shall what? Prayer meeting must stay active. The church must keep its doors open and prayer meetings active. For wayward sinners who are being touched by God, who is answering their mother's prayers, are looking for prayer meetings to go to have someone lead them to Christ. Well, we're going to leave it there. I hope you're excited about reading the testimonial. I'm going to close out with another version of the song, If Only I Can Hear Mama Pray. Mama, you keep praying. Mothers, you keep praying. Don't give up. Grandmothers, you keep praying. Grandfathers, you keep praying. Nothing is too hard for the Lord.
How sweet and happy seem those days of which I dream. When memory recalls them now and then, and with that rapture sweet, my weary heart would beat if I could hear my mother pray again. She used to pray that I, Jesus, would rely. So trusting in his love, I seek that home above, where I shall meet my mother some glad day. If I could hear my mother pray again, if I could hear her tender voices then, so happy I would be, would mean so much to me, if I could hear my mother pray again. Her what's on earth is done. I'm glad.